And so where the Radio Society would do its recordings was in that sound studio, in that sound booth, in the Massey Hall Practice Theater. Right? And so we had offices here. And then in about, I think it was about 1973, some of the student groups wanted more room, and the university said, yeah, we can accommodate you. They thought that Massey Hall was probably a better place for students, given that it was close to the Massey Hall coffee shop. So we got moved. And they asked us to move to the old engineering building, which is across the way. And we're running out of time. So the old engineering building, I forget what it's called now, is across the way. So I'd be in my office, and we would be programming. And at the time, we used to have these two-hour reel-to-reel programs on tape. And at the end of 2 hours, there would be a 30-second pause of nothing, and then there would be a sign-off. So that at, you know, at midnight, we could run this tape, and it would go till 2 a.m., and then at 2 a.m., it would sign off. Well, in August, when there's not a lot of volunteers around, I'd be in my office, and we put on this two-hour tape. So I'd be over there on the other side of campus at the old engineering building. I'd be listening to CFRU, and then I would suddenly realize, oh, my goodness, that's the last song on this tape. And I had to hoof it from the old engineering building to the physical sciences to get to that tape before it signed off. So, and it wasn't until August of 74 that we collapsed all of our operations into the Frank Ryan Studios at the University of Washington.
In the building right now. So they have people set up from the drama agency and people at the door taking tickets. So if you want to go see Hamlet, put on by the Guelph Theater Art Studies. Just started short.
So I think lunch is ready for you back at the station. So of course we've been pretty active around campus. We used to hold coffee house nights with folk artists at the Bull Ring. We've recorded events in Massey Hall. We've obviously done football games and hockey games and basketball games on campus and off campus. For a couple of years, we actually did Plater games from the old rink downtown. So we've been all around. And now, of course, with new internet technology, we can be anywhere. We've done networking with other campus stations to do elections. So national elections, we would connect up with our colleagues in Ottawa and Kitchener and Hamilton, and we would network the four or five of us, talk about what's happening in our area, switch over to what was happening in Ottawa, switch over to what was happening in Hamilton. So that was all done obviously through bell lines that we had to rent, and now with the internet, of course, we can do all kinds of wonderful things, broadcast from the jazz festival downtown or wherever. So when Barry goes off to Africa or Australia, we will expect reports.
Yes. I had done reports for a while from Miami a couple years ago when I was down there for a music conference. Do up a little thing and send it back on. The latest project off off air was the Silent Night Party that Steve was involved with.
Oh yes, the Silent Dance Party.
Silent Dance Party, yeah. Yeah. So it was done using a variety of different radio frequencies, and you showed up and you put your headphone on.
Right.
Could change the channel and listen to something else that we were also